Welcome to this financial alert. Mike Adams here. I'm recording this Saturday morning. I think it's December 4th or somewhere around that. And last night, a Bitcoin flash crashed. Cryptos lost about 17.5% of their value overnight. In one night, this massive crash, wiping out over $2 trillion in so-called market capitalization. Now, what's behind this, what's fascinating about this is that if you had heard my podcast from yesterday, the Friday morning podcast, I specifically warned about this scenario that's unfolding that is going to crater crypto because it has to do with Evergrande out of China. And Evergrande just issued a letter last night that said they cannot make their payments. They're in default. I mean, maybe not technically yet in default, but that's where it's going. Evergrande's going to crater. And it is believed by analysts, specifically John Perez, who did an interview with David Morgan, who I interviewed yesterday. And that interview hasn't yet been posted, but we're going to post it on Monday. We're prioritizing that interview. But what John Perez has found out is that he believes the stablecoin Tether very likely may have assets or paper from Evergrande. And although he's not entirely certain of that, it does seem to be a very high possibility given all the hedge funds that and banks and pensions and so on that have been holding Evergrande paper. And so if Tether craters, think about the effect that's going to have on Bitcoin. And then what David Morgan told me in the interview that I did with him yesterday, which airs on Monday, is that the leverage in Bitcoin is insane. It's 100-to-1 in many cases. And thus, when the market moves against people, they get leveraged out. They get liquidated. Well, that's exactly what happened maybe 12 hours ago as of the time I'm recording this. Late Friday night or early Saturday morning, USA time, as the crypto plunge was taking place, there were over 400,000 crypto accounts that got liquidated, just wiped out, completely obliterated to zero and beyond. I mean, some people owe money on this because they were so highly leveraged and the market moved against them. And then, of course, this only contributed to the plunge as people were desperately panic selling crypto in order to try to meet their margin calls. So the takeaway from this, and this is massive, you know, as much as I love the idea of cryptocurrency and decentralized currencies, I can't really call it money, but decentralization, the portability aspects, the rapid trading capabilities and so on, people who are calling Bitcoin digital gold just got smacked hard because if you have a bar of gold in your hands, it doesn't vanish by 17% overnight. The gold doesn't vanish, you have it. But Bitcoin and other cryptos just lost $2+ trillion, trillion, overnight, probably because of this letter from Evergrande. And Evergrande is gonna crater. Now, what do you think that means for crypto? When Evergrande, when this finally plays out, and people realize that Evergrande can't make hardly any payments and it's going into total default, do you realize what that's going to do to crypto? Well, if just this letter coming out crashed the crypto market 17%, it's not difficult to imagine cryptos could plunge 50% across the board or more because of this Evergrande fiasco. I mean, we don't know for sure. That's just speculation. But we know there's nothing behind crypto. There's nothing backing it. It's not backed by gold, you know, except for a few gold-backed cryptos, which is the only cryptos that I'm seriously looking at, such as Lodecoin, L-O-D-E dot one or dot O-N-E. And David Morgan talks about that in the interview. Lode.one is a gold and silver-backed crypto. So there's actual gold and silver in the vault behind every coin. That's the only kind of thing that I would even consider supporting. And I'm not done doing my due diligence on that. I got a lot of questions. So for those of you who are wondering, You know, should you buy gold or should you buy crypto? I think last night just answered that question in spades. Physical gold and silver is the way to go because it can't just vanish overnight. You know, it doesn't just disappear. You have it in your hands, you put it in your vault. I don't know, you bury it in your yard. You have it and it's going to hold value through this entire thing. Now, it's not going to go up 10 times in value. Well, actually, in terms of the dollar, it might, but that's just because the dollar is collapsing. But the idea of gold and silver is not to make money, but just to not lose money, to freeze your assets, to hold on to them. And that's the name of the game right now. It's not about, as they say, a return on principle, but the return of principle. So I'm going to give out the website for Treasure Island Precious Metals. They're a sponsor of my podcast. And the shortcut URL is just metalswithmike.com. And go on there, fill out their form, just your name and phone number and so on. And one of their people will call you back next week and answer any questions you have and get you connected with gold and silver. Now, I want you to know, I do not make commissions on that. It is a non-commissioned arrangement. They pay a flat fee for every episode of our podcast that they sponsor. And I specifically demanded this. In fact, I've had other gold dealers contact me and say, oh, you could make a lot more money. You know, they would say that they want to mark up the gold and silver prices like 8% or 10%. And then they would share that with me and then I could make blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I don't need to make money off your gold and silver. I need my audience to get gold and silver at the best possible price through a trusted source with reliable delivery where they tell the truth about what they have and how long it's going to take to get it and things like that. And that's Treasure Island, okay? So they have very competitive prices. They are honest. They will educate you. They even manage silver IRAs. So you can transition your IRA out of the stock market and put it into physical gold and silver, all in compliance with IRS rules. And you can then eliminate your risk in the stock market. This is a very big deal for these times. So anyway, it's metalswithmike.com. That's who I use. That's who I recommend. And they're going to steer you in the right direction. And I think with the dollar collapse accelerating and now crypto showing extreme volatility, crypto is a highly speculative market. It plunged again over 17% in one night. It's like playing Russian roulette with your money. If you're like me, you just want a conservative option for holding on to your assets. And it is. It's the other things I've mentioned before. You know, it's land. It's ammunition. That's held its value quite well. It's, you know, a tractor or whatever, diesel fuel, these things too. Food supplies, emergency medical supplies. But if you want high density assets, it's gold. It's gold coins or gold bars if you have that much money. I mean, a gold bar, you can carry around $250,000 in your pocket. That's high density money. And it's pretty portable in that format because you can put it in a backpack or in your car and you can take it with you, you know? So think about this, folks. Think about this. The risk of crypto now heading for a catastrophic collapse is very high. And David Morgan told me he thinks that something really bad could happen in the next 3 or 4 months. And this is kind of the early earthquake of what we just saw that seems to be indicating that certainly is possible due to the Evergrande factor that I've just mentioned here. So be wise with your assets. I can't tell you how critical it is right now to be extremely wise about your decisions here because the dollar is in real trouble. You know they're planning a global financial reset. Things are going to get crazy. And most people are going to lose almost everything. Most people are going to lose what they have in the stock market. They're going to lose 90%+ probably. People are going to lose 90%+ in the dollar. And it's possible that people could lose 90%+ in crypto. I mean, we don't know for sure, but the only thing that is absolutely foolproof is physical gold and silver in your hand because it doesn't vanish. And by the way, once you have it, no government in the world knows where you put it or what you're doing with it. It's non-trackable. It's not digital. And it works even when the power grid is down, and we know we're headed for rollouts because of the energy shortages that are being engineered, of course. So be wise about this, folks. I'm trying to help you get squared away so that you can survive this with minimal losses. I mean, we're all going to lose something. I know that the dollars in the bank account in my company, you know, the cash flow that we use to buy food, I know we're going to lose that. I already know that. But I also know that we can survive it because of all these other things that we're doing, you know, other assets, in my case, building a building, you know, steel buildings, concrete, inventory, things like that, that holds value as well. But you got to think the same way in order to get through this. So this is an early warning sign flashing on the crypto markets, and heed this warning and make sure you prepare yourself for a crypto catastrophe in 2022. And if you have to use crypto to move money across a border or something, minimize your time in that crypto. Get in, get out. And it has that advantage of being mobile, right? But you got to get in and get out so you don't have that long-term exposure in that crypto. You can get into crypto with dollars, you know, move across a border. Maybe you have to escape Australia these days because it's turning into a giant death camp, you know, slave camp nation. And then when you get to your destination, maybe Canada or wherever you're fleeing to, then you use your crypto to buy gold. And then you take possession of the gold, and then that's your asset to survive the economic collapse, the currency collapse, the global debt bomb. Okay? So just as a disclaimer, of course, I'm not a financial advisor, and I can't know your details, and every person's situation is different. So do your own research, and I'm not offering you specific financial advice to you. I'm talking about trends in the marketplace. There's risk in every move. But what I'm trying to help you do is minimize your risk so that you can emerge from this global debt catastrophe with most of your assets intact. That's what this is all about. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and of course, Brighteon.com. Be well. Take care.